Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic, dropping in daily to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more calm, control, and courage. Ever feel like life's throwing punches faster than Mike Tyson in his prime? We all have those days, right? But the good news is, resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about learning how to bounce back, stronger than ever. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for building your inner fortress and developing coping skills that will have you weathering any storm. So buckle up, because this episode is packed with practical tools you can use right now. First up, let's talk about acceptance. Easier said than done, I know, but hear me out. Acceptance isn't about resigning yourself to bad situations, it's about acknowledging reality as it is, without fighting it tooth and nail. When we resist the inevitable, we only create more inner turmoil. Think of it like this. If you trip and fall on the sidewalk, getting mad at yourself isn't going to magically fix it. But accepting that you fell, dusting yourself off, and moving forward, that's resilience in action. Next, let's talk about mindful awareness. Ever notice how anxiety often stems from dwelling on what might happen? We get caught in this mental hamster wheel of what-ifs and catastrophizing. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that runaway train. It's about focusing on the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and gently redirecting your attention when you start spiraling. Try a quick meditation practice, even just 5 minutes can make a world of difference in calming your mind. Number 3. Build your support system. Remember that scene from The Avengers, where Iron Man says, "I'm not afraid to die," but then immediately asks Captain America for help. We all need people in our corner, folks. Strong relationships provide a sense of belonging, offer emotional support during tough times, and remind us that we're not alone in this crazy journey called life. So reach out to friends, family, or even join a community group. Human connection is crucial for building resilience. Now, let's talk about self-care, not the bubble bath and face mask kind, although those are great too. I'm talking about nurturing your physical and mental well-being through healthy habits. Get enough sleep. Eat nourishing food, move your body regularly. These things might seem basic, but they lay the foundation for a resilient mind and body. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on an empty tank, would you? And finally, never underestimate the power of gratitude. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, and watch your resilience grow. It's like giving your inner superhero a daily dose of positive energy. Okay, let me share a quick story with you. A few years back, I was juggling a bunch of projects, feeling overwhelmed, and my anxiety levels were through the roof. One day, I hit a wall. I felt completely burnt out. I realized I hadn't been taking care of myself, no time for exercise, barely any sleep, and my diet consisted mostly of takeout coffee and energy bars, not exactly a recipe for resilience. So I made a conscious decision to change things up. I started prioritizing sleep, making time for walks in nature, and cooking healthy meals. Surprisingly, the small changes had a huge impact. My anxiety levels calmed down, my energy soared, and I felt more capable of handling the challenges that came my way. It is a powerful reminder that even amidst chaos, taking care of ourselves is essential for building resilience. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Building resilience takes time and effort, but it's absolutely worth it. Start by incorporating these strategies into your daily life one step at a time. And remember to celebrate your wins, no matter how small. So, what will you do today to build your inner fortress of resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.